So someone painted a swastika on a Jewish school in New York after Mondami's victory for a New York mayor. And there's a video of this person doing it. There's the video. So now a lot of people are saying that was a Hasidic Jewish guy doing that. Now, this is a false flag. Now, why would they say that? So then there he goes. He drives, why would they say that? I don't know. Just because there's a history of Jewish people doing this? Jewish suspect arrested over swastika graffiti on synagogues. That's from 2017. Jews in Winnipeg arrested after faking anti-Semitic hate crime attacks. That's from 2019. Woman who performed Nazi salute at protest is unmasked as owner of two kosher cafes inside Jewish hospital. That's from 2024. So this is so that she puts on a kippah and then does a Nazi salute. So this is these are called false flags. You're trying to make your the people who you hate look horrible and responsible for bad behavior, even though it's actually you doing it. It's called a false flag. Here's another woman. Woman in hijab who was detained by the police for doing Nazi salute turns out to be Jewish. And here's a video about it. Woman in hijab who detained by the police for doing Nazi turns out to be Jewish. Here's someone made a video about this.
Where are you from?
I'm from Indonesia.
Oh, we don't like Indonesia.
And I don't like Israel too.
Sure?
We're not Israeli, we're from Palestine. You dumb.
You speak Arabic?
Sure.
You speak Arabic?
Ah. You speak Arabic?
Ashhadu an la ilaha.
Ah. I told you I'm from Palestine.
I'm the fake nurse at Al Shifa.
The world has to know what Hamas is making here. Taking over the entire hospital.
The Jewish owner of a Winnipeg cafe physically attacked her family's business, trashed and painted in anti-Semitic graffiti. It shocked the community and led to an outpouring of support, exactly the way you'd expect. But then, today, it all got turned upside down. Police say the cafe owners staged the whole thing and have charged them with a crime.
The story caused an outpouring of sympathy and defiant denouncements of hate. Until today.
In the end, we found evidence of a crime. It just wasn't a hate crime. I am hugely disappointed and frankly angry that this family has used hate and racism in such a disingenuous way.
The cafe had been up for sale, as is Oksana's home. Bernie Bellin writes for Winnipeg's Jewish Post and News. He says hate attacks involving assault are rare.
Meanwhile, an interfaith vigil that was planned for tomorrow night here at the cafe has been canceled, and a crowdfunding campaign that was set up to help support the family has been taken down.
That's how good Israeli propaganda is. Nima, I had to deal with it with Rachel Corrie when they murdered her with a bulldozer blade. And they know how to do it, and they know how to lie superbly. Their ambassador lies, their head of IDF lies, their 8200 unit lies, their Mossad lies. They are the world's best, most accomplished liars. They can go to Argentina and kill people and say it was terrorists. They can go to London and blow up a bomb in front of the Israeli embassy and say it was terrorists, when everybody knows it was false flag Israeli operation.
Israel kills and lies.
Israel's lies about their war on Gaza are getting so outrageous that even the BBC are calling them out.
You never believe anything that Israel ever says. Why? Because always they're lying. There are no bigger criminal, psychopathic liars in the world than Zionists.
Netanyahu lies, is a liar. The IDF are lying.
For the last 40 years, Israel has conducted a systematic campaign of disinformation.
Israel lied about massacring the ambulance workers in Rafah. They lied about the GHF massacres. They lied about the Shifa Hospital, the flower massacre, the beheaded babies.
This is a textbook example of using other people's suffering to play the victim.
Your terrorist supporting actions makes my daughter cry.
This is in New York City, and she is the one that is violently screaming at the protesters. They are not even paying attention to her, and she calls them vicious while holding her daughter that she made cry. It's important to be aware of tactics like this because Zionists and many others will use fear-mongering and crocodile tears to try to change the narrative of a peaceful protest.
I just want to say this to our Christian friends, mm-hmm. you know, just to call it as it is and say it straight out, you know, you guys are worshiping one Jew. That's a mistake. You should be worshiping every single one of us because we all die for your sins every single day. And that's exactly what's going on here. Yeah. We're all God's firstborn. We're dying for your sins right now because the Jewish people in the land of Israel are the bulwark against the orcs.
I swear to God, with your martyrdom level, you should be an Italian mother. It's so damn good. You give my mother a run for her money. It's almost like from the ref where for your birthday, I'm going to buy you a giant crucifix so you can nail yourself to it every time you feel unappreciated. But in totality for what you said, when it comes down to this, now I am a Christ follower and he did command us to love one another as, you know, he loved us. And that includes loving the enemy. I'm going to work on it. But until I reach that point, I'm just going to have to tell you it's a hard pass for me and you can go fuck yourself.
Okay, here's some more. Worst anti-Semitic attack on kosher cafe revealed to be scammed by owners. Israeli advisor behind anti-Semitic political campaign in Austria. Jewish student faked hate crime. Jewish student charged with hate crime for vandalizing church with swastika and word Trump. Anti-Semitic attack on Jewish-owned restaurant is another hate crime hoax, cops say. So it never stops. Here's another one. Jewish man fakes anti-Semitic attack by stabbing himself at Michigan synagogue. Wow. That's in 2020. It used to be you were an anti-Semitic if you hated Jews. Now you're an anti-Semitic if Jews hate you. That's the world we're living in now. And that's why the term anti-Semitic doesn't mean anything anymore. Just like when they called Bernie Sanders a sexist and all his followers sexist. Well, if he's a sexist and Donald Trump is a sexist, then I guess the sexist doesn't mean anything. So now anti-Semitic doesn't mean anything because everybody's anti-Semitic. Because they have a critique of Israel and their genocide. So it doesn't mean anything. Now, some people are saying that person dressed up as a Hasidic Jew to do a double false flag, that was someone trying to blame the Jews for doing a false flag. But the problem is they've been doing it a lot. They're the king of the false flags. So maybe that's true. Maybe that was someone dressing up like a Hasidic Jew and it wasn't really a Hasidic Jew. But the problem is you've cried wolf so many times, people don't, you've lost all credibility. People are going to believe that you're doing another false flag. There you go. Anyway, all right, if you'd like to hear me make fun of this, come see us on tour. We're going to be in Australia. We'll be in Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving. It's a Friday, November 28th. Most people are off. I'm not. Go to Pottstown on December 6th. Also, January 11th, we'll be in Waikiki at the Blue Note. It's a beautiful theater on the shores of Waikiki. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. Come see us in Australia. Second show's added in Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. We'll see you in Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving. It's a Friday. And then Pottstown, Pennsylvania, December 6th. Plus, January 11th, we're going to be in Waikiki at the Blue Note. Tickets not available yet for them, but go to jimmydore.com for a link for all the other tickets.